This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'll be damned. Look what the cat dragged in.
Hello, Dan Weinbaum.
Hello, Dana. Hello, Scott.
Where you been, buddy?
I've been on remote.
Clearly.
Yeah, my wife had shoulder surgery. Aww. So I went remote so I could help her in her recovery.
Good.
And she's doing really well.
You were missed.
Oh, you were missed.
Thank you.
In fact, many times I said, when is Dan coming back?
Really? You said that out loud?
He said it out loud quite a bit, actually. Daily. Daily.
And even though you were with us, you weren't with us
exactly.
In person.
Yeah.
And so, wife's doing well?
Yes, she's doing good. Fantastic.
Good. Well, welcome back to our beautiful weather here.
Oh, it is so hot.
You guys, yesterday I forgot to turn on, there's like, newer cars have this cabin overheat protection, so when it's just ridiculous hot, the car will regulate itself, right? So you don't fry the system or whatever. Right. For some reason, it was not turned on yesterday, and I had not been out to the car. It's probably 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. I go out to the car, and I notice that I don't hear that hum. I get in the car. It read 164 degrees.
Squeeze me?
Demi.
164 degrees. I got out of the car because I could not physically sit in the car. Turned on the air conditioner, and then in a couple minutes, it was down to 152, and that's when I snapped the photo.
And that's an internal temp reading, right?
That is an internal temperature, and all like ha-ha joking aside, this is why when you're in a big old parking lot, I look in those cars to see if there's a baby or an animal.
Yeah.
164 degrees.
And it just shows how hot they can get inside those and how quickly it happens. And the reason I asked is because like a lot of later model vehicles that have the temp reading like up on the dash or whatever, that's an external temp reading. And those, if they're sitting in the sun, will read like 170 degrees, but it's not actually 170 degrees.
Right.
With your car in the internal temp reading, it was probably actually 165 degrees.
When I first saw it on the app, I thought it was, I did a double take. I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, I know people like to mind their business, but I am obsessive now when I'm in a parking lot about just if I see something, say something. That's all I'm saying.
Were we minding our business in our own parking lot earlier today before the show?
Well, that's totally different.
Okay.
You want to tell everybody what you did? Rephrase, what you made me do?
What is the temperature out right now?
It is 95.
Okay, 95. Ain't getting any cooler.
Hang on, let me look. It is currently 90... It's so hot, it's not even telling me.
And it's hotter on blacktop outside.
94.
So I went to the store right before we air, and I got hot dogs and hot dog buns. And I said to Scott and Sam and then Dan, why don't you come outside and we'll make antenna wieners and see, you know, like people fry an egg on the sidewalk. Well, you can't eat that. It's an egg on a sidewalk.
Right.
We put...
And you think you can eat a hot dog on an antenna?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We put... We stacked them end to end on the company vehicle. Boss is going to be thrilled. And we're just going to wait and see, when do they start plumping up?
It's going to take a long time.
Oh, I mean, Dan, I don't think so.
It's only 94 degrees outside.
No, Dan, do you know how much natural oil and MSG is in a hot dog?
I wouldn't say any of it's natural.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
There's like, nothing about a hot dog that's natural.
That's why I think it'll fry. It'll taste like bologna.
Will you eat the first one?
Yeah, sure. I brought buns.
Okay.
No, you won't.
I brought buns.
So, did you clean off the antenna before?
No.
We did not.
We could barely reach it.
Oh.
Okay. What do you mean you could barely reach it? You made me do it.
Did you do it?
Yes.
I just wanted to try something new. The old frying an egg on the sidewalk is so yesterday.
Okay. So you'll eat the first hot dog off of the antenna on the van?
Yes.
Okay. 4 o'clock?
Yeah, sure. I think by then we'll have some.
Dan, would you be willing to go out and get a hot dog off of the van antenna?
Sure.
Shortly after your four o'clock news?
I prefer the top one rather than the bottom one.
Well, now why is that?
Well, because we put like six of them on there end over end. And so the top one's going to be, you know.
Closer to the sun?
And cleaner, yes.
Cleaner, there it is.
And closer.
Technically accurate. It would be closer to the sun.
It gets hotter as you go up, right?
So funny. How was your weekend?
It was good. Introduced the dogs to each other yesterday morning.
Oh, how'd that go?
Very well.
Good.
Yeah. It was a pretty lazy weekend. T wasn't feeling good on Saturday. She did ask me yesterday, is there any difference between Manchester United and Manchester City? We almost broke up.
Okay.
I would. Anybody who knows anything about Premier League soccer just threw up. Everybody else is like, who cares?
What?
Right.
What?
So we were watching the Man U game yesterday, and she goes, what's the difference between Man U and Man City? And I pointed to the door and I said, get out. And she didn't.
Smart. Smart on her. Make me.
But other than that, it was good. It was very relaxing. We didn't really have a lot to do this weekend.
We didn't do anything yesterday, and it was glorious. We just stayed in the house.
Good.
Yesterday was one of those days you just don't venture outside.
I went to the Iowa State Fair on Saturday.
Oh,
easy for me to say.
Voluntarily?
Voluntarily. I'm a big fair guy. I love fairs. I worked in the system for a while, so it's kind of nice to go as a consumer and just take everything in.
What did you eat?
Oh, where do I start?
Right.
I had some spam poppers, which are basically just like spam nuggets.
Gross!
Which are little chunks of spam, you know, battered and fried.
You ate it?
Oh, yeah. I get it every year.
Why are we battering and frying spam?
What?
Because you can. That's the answer.
Exactly. Why are we putting hot dogs and antennas?
Well, because we can. I'm going to be honest. I've never been to a state fair in my entire life.
If you're going to go to one,
what?
Go
what?
To the Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay, number one, why? And number two, what does one do at a state fair?
Oh, Scott,
fair?
Michael Mackey goes every single year.
He judges legs contests.
Yes, the Mr. Legs contest is there.
So the Iowa State Fair is basically the Cadillac or the Rolls Royce of state fairs. It is renowned across the country for how amazing it is, how many different options they have for entertainment. You've got the exhibition halls that you can go into and shop around,
yeah.
Maybe go look at the baby animals, you know, 4-H stuff like we were talking about last week. You can ride rides.
Aww.
And do what I did, which was go through the day eating your weight in fried, fatty, gluten-filled food.
Did they have the Twinkie fried?
They always have the fried Twinkie. I did not get a fried Twinkie, but I got a lot of different fried items.
Well,
I
you
think
haven't,
I probably
you
spent
have
like
not yet discovered
$50.
The fried antenna wiener, and we're all about to today. So you're welcome. You didn't even have to travel
you
for
ate
it.
Ate a spam nugget.
Ugh.
I ate like 10 spam
oh,
nuggets.
Oh, gross, Sam! Did you put like ketchup on it?
No.
Okay.
Straight to the dome.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Straight to the dome.
That's new age lingo.
Yep.
What does it mean?
You just eat it as it is, Scott.
Okay.
There's another term that is the opposite of cooked kitten that I could use in
we
that
won't.
Term.
We won't.
In that context?
We won't. Where do we even want to try and begin today? Because we got hit with some news. I don't know. I was in here 4 minutes when you hit me with the news that Sam uncovered over the weekend about one of our favorite people.
He didn't uncover it. I called him.
What? Let's just have it out right now.
So, good friend of the program, Michael Fronte.
Happened.
Apparently he's found himself in a bit of controversy. Sam, can you, in 60 seconds or less, explain the controversy?
6 days ago, an artist by the name of Victoria Canal took to her Facebook page to describe what she alleges went on in 2018 into 2019. I did some digging last night, and all of the news stories back then said that Michael Fronte plucked her off of the internet. She was living in Spain at the time, to come to Nashville, Tennessee to record a song, and then he invited her on their tour.
That song was The Flower and the Gun.
The allegations, she is alleging that then throughout the tour, she was groomed by Fronte. It turned romantic.
She was 19. He was in his early 50s.
He was 51. There are allegations that while everybody else got their own accommodations at hotel rooms, she was the only person on the tour who did not get her own room.
I've confirmed that.
And there was also suggestion that there was pretty regular, I'm trying to keep it
isolation.
Clean.
She said she felt isolated and used.
And unwanted touching on a fairly regular basis.
Now listen to this. She described the man as the man we have met, loving, charismatic, and principled in public, but controlling and abusive in private.
Mm. Mm. This is not the Michael Fronte that I know. I went and saw him 3 weeks ago.
He has acknowledged a romantic relationship.
He is not denying in any way, shape, or form and that the relationship happened.
While I support her need to express herself publicly, the relationship was completely consensual based on mutual feelings and attraction. I vehemently dispute any version of the story that says otherwise. However, this has already started to reverb through the music career of his bandmates. You know, have they canceled this upcoming tour?
So she posted her allegations now 7 days ago. And since then, every single artist that was supposed to be on his Soulshine cruise has backed out. Therefore, they've canceled the cruise and are talking about rescheduling if they can get new artists. Initially, she did not name him. But it took 5 minutes of Google searching.
She didn't have to,
to figure out who she was talking to.
So I was talking to a friend of mine who is a huge Fronte fan. I see her at every Fronte concert that we go to. She said, if these allegations are true, I will not go see Fronte again. I talked to somebody in the industry today who said Fronte's career is over. Over. Because he sells positivity.
He sells positivity and says, quote, I will take full accountability for not better recognizing the power imbalance as she was, quote, younger than me. And I was
30 years.
And I was the headliner on tour. For those reasons alone, I should have never allowed the relationship to become romantic. Mm-hmm. She was, I know I say a child, but 19, Scott.
And he's 51.
So young.
From a different country.
I am. If these allegations are true,
do you remember when the news?
I feel like I've been sold a bill of goods.
Do you remember when the news about Ellen came out and everyone was like, "Oh yeah, she's this positive person. Makes everybody dance, makes everybody laugh." And then there were allegations that behind the scenes, she was a horrible person to work for and with. And I think in the beginning we were like, "Wait, what?
Ellen DeGeneres?" And she's just this miserable, angry, horrible person to work with. But she sells positivity.
Yes.
She sells happiness.
Is this the same thing?
You're right, Texter. Scott, I thought you could separate the music from the artist.
Mm.
I can. And maybe in time I will. But if these allegations are true, and Fronte is somebody I've met many, many times. We're not friends, but we're acquaintances. And he has always been off stage what you see on stage with me.
Right.
913.
Someone his same age with no power imbalance.
586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. Dan Weinbaum is back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're so old. We're so old, and it's okay.
So Cambridge Dictionary has has added some new words this year. Mm-hmm. You ready?
Well, I'd like to talk about the first word because during a break, Scott said, and I quote, how do you say this, Sam? Is it ski bitty?
Did you write that down?
I did. How do you say this, ski bitty? And Sam just goes, why don't you let me say it?
Apparently it's skibbity.
Skibbity.
It is skibbity, yes.
How do you spell it?
You're making fun of me and you don't even know how to spell it?
Well, I haven't seen it. How do you spell it? Well,
S-K-I-B-I-D-I.
Skibbity.
Skibbity.
I could see him thinking it was skibbity. I mean, he is from...
What does it mean? These are words that we've actually added.
These have been added to the dictionary. Don't.
Which I would like for them to stop adding these slang words. Some slang words I get because they are commonly used. Skibbity from the Skibbity Toilet YouTube video.
I've seen it. I just popped up when you look up skibbity.
It went viral.
Okay, but that doesn't mean it should be a verified word in the dictionary.
So here's how you would use it in a sentence, according to the story from CBS News.
Uh-huh.
What the skibbity are you doing? That wasn't very skibbity riz of you.
Riz means, come on, this is a test.
It's your charisma.
We need all of you listening tonight, because school's back in session, when you pick up your middle schooler or your high schooler, we're going to need you to use the word skibbity in the carpool line, but act totally normal.
Okay, so here's what you need to know. Skibbity is one of those words that can have two meanings at once.
Okay.
Remember when we were kids, you would say—
Rad.
Oh, dude, that is so bad.
Or bad.
Bad meant good.
Right. What is skibbity's two? What are the two meanings?
Exactly.
We just need to pick one. Cool, skibbity.
Cool or bad.
Yeah, skibbity really has no meaning.
Okay.
Quite frankly.
So we need to give everyone like an idea when your middle school, especially the middle schoolers, when they get in the van in the pickup line, you say, man, how was your first day?
No. Put on a song.
Yep.
Put on a song.
Yes.
And make it a modern song. Like, and go, God, that song is so skibbity.
Well, no. Say, whoever the artist is, man, this artist's skibbity riz is off the chain.
Would you say skibbity riz off
skibbity
the chain?
Skibbity riz is off the chain.
The kids are in a bad mood because it's back to school. It's 140 degrees out. You know, back to routine, back to going to bed early. You drop skibbity in the carpool line.
Skibbity riz.
I'm a little concerned if it's a 13 or 14 year old, they'll just open the door and roll out.
Well, a couple of months ago, we had Jesse Reed on. And he had mentioned how his daughters were obsessed with 6'7", whatever the heck that means. I still don't know what it means. I'm ringing up somebody at QT yesterday, and I say, that'd be 670. And it was a couple of younger girls, and they go, 6'7". I was like, just pay me the 670.
Hang on. Let me look that up.
And leave.
So it's skibbity riz.
7. All right, skibbity riz. They've added 6,000 additions to the Cambridge Dictionary, and Sam, I protest.
I agree.
I'm with you. We need to be bringing back appropriate words that we don't use enough anymore, that we already have in that dictionary.
Like bombinate.
Yes, like bombinate. Thank
you. Or Calipigian.
So, 6'7" comes from the song Doot Doot 6'7".
That's right. I remember that.
By Skrilla, which features the recurring lyric 6'7".
We did the dramatic lyrical reading of it.
NBA star LaMelo Ball is also associated with the inception of this because he is 6'7" in height.
Okay,
the
I will say this.
Switch.
Huh?
These are the lyrics. The way that switch, I know he dying. Oh my God, 6'7".
You sound like an old man.
He is an old man.
6'7".
All right, 6'7" aside, remember skibbity. And then my favorite word that I think is easier to remember than skibbity is DeLulu. They have added DeLulu.
DeLulu, that is right.
As in, you're delusional, you're DeLulu, if you think we should be adding these words to the dictionary.
Oh, there's more. Let them rip.
When they say, the teacher just gave me homework today, I want you to look straight at your kid and be like, she DeLulu.
Mm-hmm. Straight up DeLulu.
I mean, what is this, a broligarchy?
No, that's a new word.
No!
Broligarchy means a small group of men, especially men owning or involved in a technology business who are extremely rich and powerful.
A broligarchy. Got it.
Broligarchy.
Who do you think their inspo was?
Okay.
Inspo was also added this year. Inspo is short for inspiration and defined as, quote, something, especially something posted on the internet that gives you ideas for doing something or that makes you want to do something. Mouse jiggler.
Oh, I remember this from COVID.
A mouse jiggler is a device or a piece of software used to make it seem as though the computer mouse is moving so that it seems as though you are working when you are not. How do I pronounce this word, Sam, that starts with an L?
That is just look.
Luck?
Look.
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 L-E-W-K.
Look, yeah. It's just a dumb spelling of you remember you used to say, oh, that's a look. Like if somebody had fashion choices, you know, the mullet and the ripped jeans. Oh, that's a look.
But we misspell it. We're now adding misspelled words to the dictionary.
No, we're not done.
L-E-W-K.
Dana.
Trad wife.
Oh, please don't.
Trad wife.
I can't handle this on a Monday.
This is reflects a, quote, growing controversial Instagram and TikTok trend
you know
that
what
embraces
it is.
Traditional gender roles.
That's a very nice way of saying it.
It's used to make fun of a married woman who posts on social media about doing cooking, cleaning, the traditional...
traditional wife.
Yes.
I don't understand. One of them with Webster's or whoever this is says the dictionary has only added words, 6,000, that it thinks have staying power. Delulu and skibbity, none of those have staying power.
Skibbity.
It's skibbity. That would even be funnier if you mispronounced it in front of your 14-year-old.
Back in 2014, they added YOLO.
Yeah, but that, we still know what it means.
Would we if they didn't add it to the dictionary?
Yes.
Okay.
Y'all be Delulu. That's going to be my new favorite word. I'm going to say it every day.
That's very skibbity of you. You got skibbity riz.
This is so cringe, full stop.
I know. 913-586-7798.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Skibbity Riz. Could I sound more white and more 54?
No.
Than
mean,
when I say
you mean Delulu.
I am Delulu.
See, you're trying to be hip, but what you really need is a new hip.
Wow.
Also from the text line, is it a coincidence that Delulu and Dana start with the same letter?
That's really?
Not
nice.
That's wow. Not, that's I don't not feel nice. Delulu.
Are you taking your meds?
I knew yes. that was going to be the next question.
Yes, I am. And by the way, Johnny said the other day, you tell them that you are perfectly medicated and they should stop making fun of you. And I said, I will pass that along.
We have made it a career making fun of you.
As and have
you,
I.
And if you think we're going to stop,
as have I.
You're Delulu. But I like your ski bitty riz. Joe in Shawnee.
Skeep. You're a skeep.
Well, it sounds like Parks is being a hep cat, but when they did the...
Whoa. You can't throw that one past the goalie. What's a hep cat?
That's back from the 70s.
Oh.
Hep cat.
Okay, Joe, yeah. Keep going. Continue on.
But the Mouse Jiggler, people spent all kinds of money on it and software that if the company found out, you got busted. But all you needed was the sweep second hand on a wristwatch.
Huh. Why, is that's all you needed? Why, Joe?
Because the optical mouse reads the motion of the sweep second hand.
Oh.
So things are still moving. So, could have saved a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
So, you set the laser sensor on top of the wristwatch, and it senses the second hand moving.
Yep.
Got it.
Huh. All right, man.
By the way, a hepcat is a person who knows about the newest things in music and fashion, and yes, it was popular a very long time.
That sounds about right.
That would be you with music, not with fashion, but that would be you with music.
Certainly not fashion.
No.
Wow.
And me neither. I think I got this shirt at Walmart. I don't know.
Definitely not Skibbity Riz.
No, definitely not Skibbity Riz.
Let's go to Mike in the Northland. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Good Monday afternoon. Scott, you and I are the same age. Dana, we're all in the same ballpark together.
Yep.
And as a parent of a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old, I just texted my 16-year-old son who's going to start his sophomore year of high school tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
I said, how's your day going? And he said, it's fine. How's yours? And I said, it's not very Skibbity Riz right now.
Read the reply, please.
In which he promptly texted back, Dad, never use those two words ever again. I was also told by my 19-year-old daughter that I cannot use the phrase, man, you know, and I understand as a communication major that every generation has their slang and vernacular, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I was also told by my 19-year-old daughter, if I'm describing that something tastes really good,
yeah,
I cannot say, man, that sandwich was fire. She'll say, Dad, no.
So
I like the word fire. I think we can all use fire.
Hang on, Mike.
Fire.
Which kid was it? The 19-year-old or the 16-year-old that told you never to use those two words again?
My 16-year-old son said, okay. Dad, never use those two words ever again.
All right, will you do me a favor? When we get off this call, write back to him. If you don't think I'm ever going to use those words again, you're Delulu.
I will do that.
It's D-E-L-U-L-U.
Oh, it's even better if he misspells it. You're awesome, Mike.
Right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Be well.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, this is cray-cray.
It is cray-cray.
I can't believe they're officially adding them to the dictionary.
What is the term? I have one in mind. From our generation, or for that matter, any subsequent generation, where you heard it and you're like, that is dumb.
Yeah.
Don't ever use that again.
Oh, there's one from the 80s that's so bad I don't even want to repeat it. It's so stupid.
I wonder if you and I have the same one. Mine also is from the
80s. God, any of the Valley Girl, gag me with a spoon.
Boom! I was going to say that one.
That's so dumb. And it's stupid. And like even in the 80s in that moment when people were saying it, I was like, stop saying that.
Here's another word from our generation. Tubular. You remember that?
Oh, the 2000s was chocked full of them.
Tubular. All right. Well, you just teed that up. Speaking of tubular.
Chillax.
A 40-year-old man.
I hate that.
Has been rescued by firefighters, paramedics, police. They all came running after he got stuck in a tube slide on a school playground in Connecticut.
How old was he?
40.
Okay.
Firefighters responded to Northeast Elementary School.
Was he sober?
For the report of a man trapped in a tube slide around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. They had to bring in, this was an extraction, they had to bring in heavy equipment and dismantle the slide because he was wedged, quote, in the middle portion of it. You know the tube slides that look like your intestine. They go around and around and around.
Yeah.
Authorities gave the man oxygen and, quote, said he was extremely uncomfortable, especially with the hot temperatures. Ventilation was also set up to help cool the space in which the patient was stuck. It took 30 minutes to free him. He refused medical treatment. No further information was released. I think we need to out that guy. Cargo shorts. Camo cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They are camo.
What in the Sam Hill?
Hey, those shorts are rad.
Is that guy doing?
They're fire. My guess is, and I'm just guessing.
Bad adult choices.
Yeah.
He did not take a child to the park on Saturday. It was 140 degrees on Saturday.
Probably had a little bit too much to drink or got on some meth or.
Thought, let's go down a tube slide.
Was probably walking and noticed the tube slide and thought, I belong in there.
I've done that.
30 years ago.
What was your favorite playground apparatus when you and I were growing up?
Well, you got to keep in mind, when we were kids, there weren't a lot of choices.
No, we had the death roll metal tubular slide that if you sat on that, you either lost a finger or
got third degree burns.
Yeah. We had a couple of those in Topeka, the roller slide. And then just
Mine would probably be the merry-go-round. The merry-go-round, and then you jump off.
You don't see those anymore.
Well, because they're dangerous. So,
not if you hang on.
So have somebody spin it as fast as they can,
yep.
And then you jump off.
Oh, yeah.
And try to, like, not pass out.
Do kids these days even have monkey bars? I doubt they do, because you're going 1, 2, 3, and I could never do it. I used to have to go fist, 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 fist. Fist, fist. Then the kids that were really like athletic could swing
looked like they were monkeys, then two, and then three.
Yeah. I had to go. I bet you our kids do not know the joy of falling down and breaking their arm on a playground the way you know. There's always one or two kids a year that fell and broke their arm.
Of course.
I know that my grade school still has the monkey bars, and I know that my nephew can do monkey bars. So I think they do still have monkey bars.
I would hope so.
Did you have the tetherball?
Yes.
Choking hazard. Hello.
How do you choke on a tetherball machine?
Because it was a tight cord. Ours was. Did you have a chain? Ours was a tight cord.
Ours was a rope.
With that, no. Ours was a thin, tight cord. And if you got that thing wrapped around your arm quickly, or your, God forbid, somewhere else, it was not a good outcome.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Scotty Scheffler proving again that he is the greatest.
Did you see the chip in?
I saw it on SportsCenter.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't see it live.
I think he might be the greatest golfer of our time.
They're now comparing him to Tiger Woods.
You have to. He just doesn't lose. Do you know how hard it is to win a tournament, even to be in the top 50? How hard it is.
He's won his fifth of the year.
Unbelievable.
Chipped it over the crest with the backspin to roll, 35 feet to the hole?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I watched it probably eight times.
And then he just did a little fist pump. I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah. Is he the greatest?
I think he is. Yeah, I think he is.
Better than Tiger?
And his attitude
is... Better than Jack?
Tiger was different because it came for him so early.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe any player that is in the position like a Scottie Scheffler is now, where they have some life experience under their belt, and you know, you heard the news conference where he talked about how important his family was and his wife and his child, and there are other things besides golf. And I think Tiger just hit superstardom. What, he was 19 when he won his first Masters, wasn't he?
Sam, will you look up how old Scottie Scheffler is, if you don't mind?
He's 30. If that, it's unbelievable.
And he's already this good?
He is 29 years old.
Yeah.
29.
Isn't that crazy?
God, he's only a year older than me.
Don't ever compare yourself to a professional athlete. It's not a good idea.
Oh, I look at all these guys now on the football field, and I'm like, most of them are younger than me.
How old is Patrick Mahomes? Which, by the way, did you see they're going to start Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Chris Jones? I saw in the Kansas City Star today. This next preseason. And it just said in a rare move, you will see all three of those.
For one drive. For one drive.
Starters will play, yeah.
For one drive.
I can't wait. It's so weird to look up and see football on again. We were having dinner last night. I looked over and it was the New York Giants or something playing. It was like,
We were watching baseball last night.
My mom got me a TV antenna over the weekend.
No, for your hot dogs?
Okay.
I don't even know if I can finish that story now. Just going to leave that one out there.
Why did your mom get you a TV antenna?
I was unable to get the Chiefs game on Friday night, and I was upset about it, and she was dog-sitting for me while we were at the fair, and Aww. She went out and got me a legit TV antenna. I mean, I'm going straight back to 1969.
Do you have any idea what to do with it?
I'm going
to
move those rabbit ears like I know what I'm doing.
Just some tinfoil? I don't have time.
I had an antenna growing up.
Okay, so if the picture does not come in clearly, you need to get tinfoil.
Yes.
And wrap it around the top of each antenna.
It's not rabbit ears. It's the new age antennas.
Whatever.
The new age antennas do not look anything like the old school rabbit ears.
You know, and I'm sorry for you for that, Sam.
Well, man, that's disappointing.
And now it's just a black box that looks like a piece of paper. And you're like, how do you transmit signal?
Boring. Speaking of baseball, did you see the catch? This is going to be the catch of the year. Just forget it. It has gone viral.
Is this the one between the knees?
Oh, my gosh. San Francisco Giants center fielder Younghoo Lee made an unbelievable catch during Sunday's win over the Tampa Bay Rays, and it hit almost every body part before he caught it between his knees. It was in the top of the fourth. He's running to his left toward the ball.
Yep.
He slides and reaches out his hand to make the catch. The ball then pops out of his glove, rolls down his inner thigh, bounces off his calf, and then he squeezes his leg together and he catches it.
And then he stands up, puts his hand between his knees, and pulls the ball out from his knees. Have you seen this catch, Sam?
I have not. No.
Look it up right now, Sam. Giants broadcaster Duane Cooper called the play and said, "I don't care what anybody says, that is the catch of the decade, not of the year, not of the day, not of the homestand, the decade." Giants went on to win 7-1.
Okay.
It's just crazy. Remember when we played hot potato? It looks like he's playing hot potato.
MLB.com titled the video "Younghoo Knees" instead of Lee.
Very clever.
Gave him a new name. Here we go.
Oh, it's crazy.
Do we have the audio of the play?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The poor batter's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Oh, yeah.
Here is Younghoo Knees.
Well, if your mechanics are good, not really. This is hit out into Triples Alley, and Younghoo Lee makes the catch. Did that end up between his legs?
And I think he caught it between the knees.
He did.
Caught it between the knees.
Oh, so he didn't even catch it in the glove. Straight up between his knees.
Correct.
It hot potatoed around his body.
Never went in the glove.
The batter said, by the way, quote, "I had the bad luck that he caught that ball. I think he's the only player who has ever done that. It was a very weird play."
Hmm.
I feel like for it to be the catch of the decade, it has to be intentional. There's no way that was intentional.
I think he had the body positional awareness to know.
No.
I'm going to go ahead and close my knees right now and catch this baseball.
Little thigh master maneuver.
Instead of using this leather glove that I have, I'm going to use my knees.
It was popping around like a hot potato, and I think he knew, grab onto it with whatever you got.
I think calling it the catch of the decade, I've seen guys climb walls.
I know.
To make a great catch.
Bo Jackson?
Great point. All right, quick break. Dan Weinbaum is back in town. He's got the news coming up. In 2 minutes, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ, we will see you on the other side of the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.